Life aboard a ship on the Great Lakes can be difficult. The work is hard and the weather can be fierce. However, those crews do have some perks, and they quickly learn how to navigate the good and the bad on the water. We visit with a man who spent much of his life on board on this edition of The American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
Brian Theory today leads tours of the William Irvin, the former flagship ore freighter for U.S. Steel. It's a familiar place to him, as he once was a crew member on similar ships.
Well, I started out as deckhand in 1970, just off the street. I got the job, and it was all on-the-job training. I worked my way up, got up as far as second mate, and then the bottom of the steel industry fell out in the early 80s, and I worked my way back down to deckhand in 1985. That was my last job.
When he was second mate, he was second in line to the captain.
I was in charge of a watch. We stood 4 hours on and 8 hours off, so you'd go to work twice a day. And I was in charge of the watch, loading, unloading, navigating, and piloting. And then the captain, of course, was in complete charge.
These ships are usually on the water from April to around Christmas. Storms on the lakes can be fierce.
The worst storm I was ever in, though, was my first one, because I didn't know what to expect. I woke up, and it sounded like someone was in the cargo hold with a sledgehammer, pounding. Come to find out later, that was the plates moving against each other, because these boats are made to flex.
He soon learned, though, how to sleep through those storms.
You'd lay in bed, and you'd slide down to the foot of the bed, and then up, hit your head on the headboard, so you'd jam pillows in behind you to keep you from bumping your head against the bulkhead.
Brian says he'd see port every 3 days, and meals on board were tasty and plentiful. A nice reward for the hard work and sometimes fierce conditions on the Great Lakes. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.